It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you gay?
Is he retarded?
You're an idiot.
Oh, okay, we finally got one answer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Power of 10 here.
Yay.
Also, this week it's the big iPod show on Wednesday. I can't wait to play that. Mm-hmm. I really look forward to it because you know why?
Why?
Everybody's going to like my iPod the best.
No, your iPod sucks.
Your iPod sucks,
Your
Mike.
iPod sucks,
You get that Halloween music off, please.
I will. I'm going to have to do some work.
I hate running into that when we would play the old iPod game.
Mm. See, my iPod is broken. And Bear has it at the shop, and then they didn't fix it the right way, so we had to send it back. So I have to go out.
To Japan?
I have to. What's the smallest one I can get and get all my stuff on it?
How many songs you got?
Well, I don't have that many. You know, you've seen my iPod. It hasn't changed that much since you saw it.
I think you could get an iPod Shuffle or a Nano.
A Nano.
$150 bucks.
Probably not a Shuffle, but a Nano.
Get one with a screen, though, because if you don't have a screen, you tend to get lost.
Right.
My daughter has the little one, like a 5. Five gig one, it's cute.
Okay, then I will do that. We're going to play Your iPod Sucks on Wednesday's
program.
Also on Wednesday, we will be giving away the Nintendo Wii.
Wii.
That's for the people that registered on MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's time.
Oh, that wasn't a come on?
Yeah, that wasn't a come on at all. Everybody thought it was, but it wasn't.
I'm sure it was.
Okay.
No, it was not a scam. We're going to be giving that away on Wednesday's show. And also, isn't there money involved? I believe just a little cash prize.
$500
Oh, that's right. Is it 500? Yeah.
I think it is 500. Wow. 500.
Bethann, it's not $550,000, right? It's it's $500.
It does have a 5 in it. I know.
Yeah, the show has had a decidedly lack of McBridian today.
How does that make you feel?
I need the McBridian fix here. Well, Bethann, please come to the studio.
She just told you it's $5
million. $5
million? Yeah.
Come on in, Meredith.
I don't hear her when she speaks to us through the headphones.
That says nonsense.
I like her to walk in and use the microphone the way God intended her to.
Hello.
She's a God-fearing woman. You know that, don't you, Bill?
Hey, sweetie.
I call Buzz Bill.
Why?
Because that's my father's name, and I'm already in Maine. Anyway.
It's Bill Burbank.
So how much money is it?
$500.
$500 in Nintendo Wii. And does a person that wins the $500 also get the Nintendo Wii?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A Wii.
A Wii.
Well, no, Buzz won't be saying that anymore.
Wii. Very exciting.
Wii. Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to ask you if you had a nice weekend or not.
I did.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I saw Wanted, the new movie with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, really? Did you and Katie go?
Or
you went with Katie again?
She actually texted me on Sunday to see if I wanted to go.
They're dating. It's official. They're dating.
And you know what? And she had a chip on her shoulder on Friday saying that she didn't want Bethann's pity date. And look who comes to Bethann.
You know how you and I work our stuff out like when we're on the air?
Yeah.
You know this? I like this new ding.
Right.
Is there any way we could get it? Can we get it just to linger?
Like with some reverb?
You know, see how it goes. Listen to how it's chopped off at the end. Listen.
Clips.
Yeah.
Can we get one that goes ding?
I'll work on it this evening.
Like a real bell. I don't know if that's possible or not, but I'd like
see,
that.
See, we lifted that from a game show, and if it went on any longer, there would be Al Roker talking over it.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we might have to go back to the old one. Because, I mean, I hate to chop off.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I'll fix it.
Listen to that. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like this.
That's how it sounds.
It's a great ding.
Okay.
But you know what you're... But, Mike, I think if you don't call attention to it...
Right. I know.
Well, then we have no problem.
Where's the old one?
Yeah, where is the old one?
Oh, I destroyed it.
Oh, no.
Why'd you destroy it?
I did not destroy it. It's still in the machine.
What compelled you to change the ding?
I like that ding.
The power of 10 compels him.
Speaking of power of 10, let's play the game right now. On the line, $2,048.
Wow.
Now, if you've listened to the power of 10 before, you know it's quite simple. These are true false questions. We ask you one at a time. Each time that you answer a question correctly, you will double your money. We start the money at $4. Mm-hmm. If you get all the way up to the power of 10, your winning total would be $2,048.
Or you can quit somewhere in the middle if you respect the power of 10.
If you respect the power of 10. And, of course, everyone that plays the game, you must remove your shirt before playing.
As we have.
You could stop at $4, $8, $16, $32, $64, $128, $256, $512, $1,024. And, of course, the granddaddy of all, $2,048. If that is the case, if somebody wins that money, none of us will be going away for the 4th of July.
Hey, don't tell them that.
Let's begin the Power of 10 right now. Let's go to Steve in Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, hello.
Steve, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Are you ready? And is your shirt off?
And I'm sitting in front of my house.
Okay. With his high voice.
I'm really not, I'm not proud of what I did last night. But it was Sunday and everybody was to bed.
That's right.
How much wine had you had?
A lot.
Estimate.
If I gave you the number, you'd be, it was not necessarily wine.
Oh.
It was a little bit of the of a Christmas present that somebody had given me.
I see.
There was
fruit cake?
That was 18 years old.
Oh.
Okay, does that give you a little hint?
Oh, it does.
All right, let's start the Power of 10. Your shirt's off. You ready to play the game?
I am.
Let's go. Question number one for Steve from Arlington. Redheaded children are more likely to be victims of physical abuse than blondes and brunettes.
True.
It's bull.
Oh, no.
I'm terribly sorry. That's our first victim on Power of 10, not even out of the starting gates.
Nice knowing ya.
Let's go to Nate, another Arlington dude. Hello, Nate. How are you?
I'm good. I have no pants on.
Very good. Well, we'll accept that instead of the shirt in this case,
will
if that's
we?
The way you want to do it. No, I like it.
Will
I kind
we?
Of, you know, I'm that whole Wayne LaPierre kick right now.
I know.
Are you ready to play Power of 10?
Yeah.
Now, you know you can stop at any time if you answer correctly, but always remember this. This is the most important thing, and that's why Buzz says,
always respect the Power of 10.
Here we go, Nate.
All right.
Question number one. Splenda is 600 times sweeter than sugar. True or false?
True.
That is a fact.
Nicely done.
But sweetness is only one element of the overall taste of a sweetener, which is why there's nothing quite like sugar.
And Mike?
Don't we always say that, Rob?
Signed
always.
American Sugar.
Why do I think you wrote that, Rob?
And Mike?
What?
You are twice as sweet as Splenda.
I appreciate that, Jesus. You have $4. Would you like to play for $8?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Here we go.
Okay.
When they're happy, roadrunners purr like a cat.
True.
I am terribly sorry.
Lack of respect.
That is bull.
Lack of respect.
Yes, no explanation. They simply don't purr like a cat. I got the impression you weren't respecting the Power of 10. But call back next time we do it, okay, Nate?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Chris.
Nate the Great.
Rochester, New York. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Are you shirtless?
I look like a German on a Bahama beach.
Oh, wonderful. He's nice and white. That means he's got the you understand what the imagery?
I do, but I think that he's saying he's wearing a Speedo.
Are you really wearing a Speedo right now?
I just got back from the Bahamas. I got a nice short pair of designer shorts.
All right, here we go, Chris.
All right. We've learned too much.
First question worth $4 American. Cats can't taste sugar.
False.
I'm sorry. Oh. That is a fact. Many dogs can't either. They can't taste sugar.
What about Splenda?
I had no idea. The one thing I love about the Power of 10, some questions, those are enlightening questions. I think that's wonderful.
That's why you never feed your cat sweetened cereal.
My cat loves the chocolatey goodness of Slim Fast.
Really?
Yeah, loves it.
But cats can't taste the sugar.
No, but I think he likes the whey milk protein.
So that would mean that your cat is tasting BM. That's what Slim Fast would be without the fake sugar.
I see. I never looked at it that
Come
way.
Come on now. Zero in. Let's go to Mike in Albuquerque.
Chocolate kills dogs.
I think it's delicious.
What does it do to cats?
Oh, they don't care. No, seriously.
It makes them stronger.
I think that's only dogs.
We can only hope that chocolate will someday kill cats.
I'm sending Snickers bars over to Buzz's house.
Mike, Albuquerque, New Mexico. How are you?
How's it going, boys?
Are you ready to respect the Power of 10?
Yes, sir.
Got your shirt off?
Excuse me?
I said,
yes, sir.
Do you have your shirt off?
I never wear them.
Okay, so you're shirtless right now. That's the way you play the Power of 10.
You watch your mouth, boy.
Here we go for $4.
Respect.
John, what are you doing?
What's the noise?
What's the noise in the background?
Oh, I'm driving right now.
You're driving right now?
What are you driving? A wooden truck?
he's in a wagon. We heard this incredible rustling sound. What was that?
I'm sorry. I'm hauling some lumber, actually.
Oh, cool.
I was close. Sounded are we ready like to be rejoin the Power of 10?
Yes, let's do that. Now, Mike, please be careful and always respect the Power of 10, okay?
Respected.
I'll do my best.
Here's your question for $4. John Wayne got the nickname Duke.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Because that was his dog's name. True or false? True is absolutely
there
spot
on.
Some local firefighters knew the dog's name, but not his owners, so they started calling young John Wayne Duke too.
That's not why he got his name.
I'm gonna wrestle me a grizzly and kiss me a pretty girl, and I hope I don't get the two mixed up. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the worst impression I've
John
ever
Wayne,
done.
John Wayne, ladies and gentlemen. The late John
All
Wayne.
Right, let's move on down the line.
Like he was here.
$4 for you. Ready to play for $8 there, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, by law.
Okay.
Pepperoni made in Italy cannot include pig sphincters. I'll give it to you one more time, okay? By law, pepperoni made in Italy cannot include pig sphincters.
False.
False is true. I mean, false is correct. By law, it can't. I mean, God.
$8.
That was a ridiculous
I'm relieved.
That's $8 for you. You want to play for 16, or do you want to be a wimp?
Do you remember that punk band? Pig sphincters?
Pig sphincter. What do you want to do there, Mike?
Let's go for it.
He's going to go for the $16 question.
I don't know.
This is exciting.
Based on smell alone, walruses can't tell the difference between seal meat and semi-frozen hot dogs.
True.
I am terribly sorry. That is false.
Mike, you didn't respect the power of 10.
But you were moving along there, Mike. Congratulations for getting as far as you did, but we don't have anything for ye. And watch out for that lumber on your truck, okay?
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, we'll congratulations on throwing away $8 American.
Let's go to Jeff in Spokane, Washington. Jeff, you ready to play the game?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Very good, and you will respect the power of 10.
Absolutely.
All right.
Here is your $4 question. Used cars in North Carolina don't sell for as much money if they don't have a built-in cigarette lighter. I'll give it to you one more time.
False.
Used cars and you guys want to, you know, I love it when I say I'm going to give it to again. That is a violation, and I'm not going to allow you to continue to play when I can't repeat the question. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Because you are not respecting the power of 10. However, you did answer correctly. That
but
was a BS one.
A part of respecting the power of 10 is respecting the master of ceremonies.
Rob would like me to jettison the guy. Jeff, Rob wants me to get rid of you. Do you think I should?
Please forgive me. I won't
that's the again. Type of that's the one, type of reaction I wanted.
One more chance.
Would you like to play for $8?
Heck yeah!
All right, here's your next question.
Fool.
Nearly
given.
Rob is cracking me up. Nearly half the world's population lives on less than $2 a day. True or false?
True.
That is correct for $8.
Wow.
Nearly half of CBS employees live on $2 a day.
Would you like to play for 16?
Let's go for it.
Ah, sounds like he might not be respecting the power of 10.
You reckless young man.
It's crunch time.
Here is your $16 question. A snapping turtle can still bite several hours after you've cut off its head.
False.
Wrong sound. That is incorrect. It is a fact. A snapping turtle still can bite several hours after you cut off its head. I'm terribly sorry, Jeff. You did not respect the power of 10.
Oh, well.
Have a wonderful day, though. Thanks so much for playing. All right, take care.
Yeah. America hates a loser.
He really wanted to win.
Yeah, he seemed disappointed.
Casey, you're next in line on the power of 10. How are you, Casey?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Do you have your shirt off?
I am actually completely nude.
Ah, that's good.
To improve my odds, I'm hoping.
I only wish we could give you bonus points for that.
There's
because
the respect.
That's respecting the power of 10 right
sure
out of the gate.
I said bonus.
All right, here's your $4 question. When letter grades were first assigned in school, the lowest grade you could get was an E. I'll give it to you one more time before you answer, okay? When letter grades were first assigned in school, the lowest grade you could get was an E. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry, it is a fact.
Hey, Granny.
Jethro got an E.
I got an E, Granny.
At Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts in 1897. The next year, they added the F. So, sorry about that. Have a
There's
very
only
nice
one thing
day.
I can say to that.
What's that? I'm sorry you won't get a chance to do it.
You must remain nude.
Things at Mount Holyoke got a lot better once they added the F.
On the power of 10, Rob, always beware of the bitter loser.
Yes, with a witticism.
Mike in Fairfax, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I respect the power of 10, and I have my shirt off.
I like right. that one. You're ready to go. Here is your $4 question. Your elbow is more sensitive to heat than your hand. I'll give that to you one more time because I didn't read it correctly. Your elbow is more sensitive to heat than your hand.
True.
True is correct. That's why parents are told
away.
To test the temperature of their children's bathwater with their elbows. You've seen that in the movies.
I thought that was to keep your hands dry.
No, nope. Yeah. I always thought the same thing. Let's go to your $8 question. Are you ready?
Wow.
I'm ready.
Flies sneeze. True or false?
True.
Sorry, no. That is
idiot.
Crap.
Silly boy.
Yes, that is crap. I'm terribly sorry.
What are you smoking?
They do not sneeze. And how could you? You have to get a real small microphone down there.
True or false?
Mike, thanks so much for playing the game, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Let's go.
True or false? Flies renovate their bathrooms.
Let's go to Chris. Rob is hating. Rob's beginning to hate. You're going to be hating all week for you. You people that likes the hating.
I respect the power of time.
Rob's going to hate
for you, Rob.
Chris, also Fairfax, Virginia. You ready to play the game?
I'm ready, Mike.
Is your shirt off, sir?
It is.
Very good. Let's play the Power of 10 for $4. And based on the time we have a guest coming up, you will be our last contestant.
Respect it.
Now, you can leave at any time. You know that. Going all the way up to $2,048. But let's see how far you get. Good luck. In the strongest hurricane ever, the wind was blowing 180 miles per hour. On Neptune, the wind frequently blows 1,100 miles per hour.
True.
True is correct. Wow. Very good. Would you like to play for $8?
I would love to.
In the 1200s, some Catholics were baptized in beer.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob. I'll give it to you again. Here we go. All right, Chris. In the 1200s, some Catholics were baptized in beer. True or false?
False.
Oh no,
I'm
respect.
Sorry. It is true. But for some reason, the Pope decreed that beer baptisms didn't count.
What?
So that's it. That's the power of 10. Hey, you're the last guy, so you get to stay on hold, and I will give you, sir, a $50 gift card for Top Golf. Check out all the Superstation deals at WJFK.com. Get your $50 gift card for just $25, and you get the $50 gift card, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Chris, I'll put you on hold here, and we have to take a short break.
They had to stop the beer baptisms because they kept confusing the newly baptized with students from AU.
Yes, yes, the big Catholic population at AU.
That's right.
I believe when I was there, one.
That was you.
Yes, it was me.
It was him.
They all had those multi-denominational services anyway.
Sure.
Mark Rudolph calls himself the no-nonsense guy. He's been on Fox with Neil Cavuto and Bill O'Reilly, and he's got the cure for PMS. That is the simple reason that I booked the man.
Get him
we'll
on.
Talk to Fox's Mark Rudolph right after this commercial break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.